Esto es Segunda Llamada, Segunda.
My first question is, because you guys talk a lot about like your family and like the no me gusta cierta persona or whatever, like do your parents listen to the podcast?
My parents don't listen to the podcast, pero lo bueno es de que sí tenemos una comunicación muy abierta. And so when we talk about these things in the podcast, it's not like we're talking shit behind people's back.
Don't walk by.
No, not even that. It's because we've already discussed it, right? We've already discussed it amongst ourselves. Cuando la cagamos, no lo decimos. Por ejemplo, yo ahorita acabo de explotar con mi papá porque le compré unos boletos de avión and le grité. And I was a dick. I was an asshole
He's
to him.
He's a cunt.
And I hope you don't get fucking offended by that word.
No.
¿Cómo se llama? Y al otro día, literal, I apologized to him.
Oh.
Because right now I feel like my dad is going through this phase of... que no es que sea un inútil, pero a lo mejor a veces se siente como tal porque no está trabajando, he's retired... And he's brought up many times like, no, yo cuando esté más viejito que no pueda cuidarme, yo me voy para mi pueblo. And I'm like, Dad, why are you going to go over there? Nadie te va a visitar. You need to stay with us. And I think that my actions probably made him feel like, ya ves, por estar viejito, si ahorita todavía me puedo defender y me gritaste, right? And that's what I told him. I said, no, Dad, I want to apologize to you because I don't want you to feel... Like, that was the reason why I yelled at you.
You judged me before, you and me, so I...
No, I had a reason.
What was the reason?
Older. No. You guys have always been so indecisive about booking flights desde que yo me acuerde. So it has nothing to do with age. You guys are a fucking mess.
Oh, my God.
When booking flights... Getting ready, packing bags, you guys are a fucking mess.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but you're also a mess.
No, but not with that. Not with that. No.
Other shit.
No.
Other shit.
No. 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 ¿Ya ves lo que causas?
No, because I remember when I was hearing the podcast, I was like, if I had a podcast, and like even though you guys are very open and stuff, there's like, I guess, a difference between being open within you guys and then like sharing it with everybody that's
America.
Listening.
To America.
Yeah. To the world. I'm like, my mom would kill me. You know, like, because I'm very like, no le hablo a mi familia de México because everybody's fighting for terrenos. Seriously.
Nada, like, terrenos.
Exactly. Like, terrenos that they don't even work for. And I'm like, okay, whatever. I'm like, but if I were to talk about that, my mom would like flip. ¿Para qué le andas contando a la gente nuestras cosas? You know, that's why I was like, oh, like, I wonder if your parents, like, are okay with it, like, or have they said anything?
I think that they again, we're very close, they know, and also, Luis is just very fucking doesn't give a fuck.
Mm-hmm.
So he posts us, like, however the fuck, and I think just that we know and we see it, we're already kind of used to it.
Uh-huh.
But also, I know that our parents, like, we're not lying, we're saying pretty much the truth, so it's like, why would they get upset about us? Telling the truth, you know?
Y aparte tampoco no estamos diciendo algo como que... see, the reason for where are the cameras, I think this kind of came from... When I was younger, I was 23 years old, I think. I've always wanted... Well, no. Desde que tenía 16 años, creo, que estaba MTV and The Real World.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you've ever seen that show.
Ribs.
Yes.
I always wanted to be a part of The Real World.
This is the true story.
True story.
Of seven strangers picked to live in a loft
and have their lives taped
to find out what happens.
What? When people stop being polite.
Could you get the phone?
And start getting real.
The real world.
Or Road Rules Challenge. Mm-hmm. Creo que se llamaba el programa en MTV.
Okay.
Pero for whatever reason, in that time, like, I was fighting with, like, hiding my sexuality and, like, not being me. And I was like, well, that's going to expose me and, you know, whatever. But I always wanted to be a part of The Real World.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, reality TV hits with the Kardashians y todo ese rollo. And then there was a casting for MTV where they wanted a family to be casted. And they wanted a Latino family. Mm-hmm. Pero you had to be 18 to a certain age to apply, to submit your family. Mm-hmm. So I had just turned 25. And, of course, I missed that deadline. Mm-hmm. So I had told Judith, you're the age. You should fucking apply. And so, yeah, at that point, she was just very young. She was like, no, I don't give a fuck. So, you know, so mm-hmm. we missed that opportunity because, créelo no, like, our family, we're so close-knit. Nos agarramos de las greñas.
We would have been the Riveras.
Like, en esta mesa en la que tú estás sentada, que es tu mesa, hemos llorado, nos hemos peleado, nos hemos agarrado el chongo, hemos reído. En esta mesa fue donde mi mamá nos dijo que tenía cáncer en el seno. Like, we're just that close. Mm-hmm. And anybody who knows our family, close friends, mm-hmm. o sea, saben, because they'll come and punto que tú vienes a una cena, mm-hmm. we're not going to be different and we're not going to change and we're not going to talk about mm-hmm. shit that we're going through. Mm-hmm. We'll talk about shit that we're going through and you could chime in or you could just sit there and fucking enjoy the chisme. Like, my family is not about, like, let's talk about something. No, like, por eso... Creo que they wouldn't mind mm-hmm. because even when we do bring our friends, mm-hmm. like we do end up talking about these things. Yeah. And I think that that's why our close friends love coming to this house because they feel like, oh, we're not the only ones that are going through pedos. Mm-hmm. Right? So that's why we called this podcast.
Not the microphone.
I know. Lo primero que le dije a Brianna, no toques la mesa. Y yo.
Y Brianna, me gritó, guys.
Este, ¿cómo se llama? So that's why we called the podcast Where Are the Cameras? Because mm-hmm. if really we had cameras following us, we'd be like, mm-hmm. like, wait, no mames.
Well, what do you like if you guys got an offer like to be like a,
I don't know. Honestly, I think it would be fun. And I have told Luis this, mm-hmm. that I think we should start recording our episodes like mm-hmm. like an actual recording. So that people can see, like, we really are.
Really? You're going to show this face right now?
Well, I mean...
Okay, I'm going to take a picture, and this is going to be the cover of this episode. A ver si es cierto.
But I'm saying, like...
Because you're the first one to be like... Por eso nos peleamos el día de mi cumpleaños.
That's another question.
Just go with the questions. Continue.
Okay, so the episode of your birthday, cuando Judith se mete a bañar.
Yes!
Okay, and it made me think, because you guys, in the episodes, you guys, like, argue sometimes, but then you guys laugh it out, right? Like, what has been, like, the worst, like,
fight
and stuff between you guys?
The birthday one, no?
Yeah.
Like, no, dude, Luis, no. If you see this right now, mm-hmm. you see this this piece of content.
This bodoque.
He is very, like, he is too much sometimes. Not, I mean, no. Luis, you are. You're,
no.
He's just a lot. He's a lot. And you can ask Fernando. You uh-huh. We'll bring Fernando one to the podcast because Fernando will fucking...
You have a habit of losing your in ridiculous circumstances, too.
Name them.
That what?
Name them.
Well,
name
what you did was ridiculous.
Name them.
Not having.
Name
well, be quiet. So name let
em.
Me talk, Jesus.
He will say a bunch of shit, but he's just a lot to name deal em. With sometimes. And I think it comes back to like his traumas of controlador, because he just every little thing that does not go the way he has planned mm-hmm. and is out of his control, it flips him out so bad, like so bad. And it wasn't even my intention to fuck up his birthday.
But you fucking did.
But it wasn't my intention. And it to me, it was...
Not only did you fuck up my birthday, but you fuck up my best fucking place in the world. That's where I love to go eat at Waco. And like, fue la cena más amarga de mi vida.
Heated, and I think it's
haven't we had other heated
last weekend or the weekend about
no, where we left, like we literally didn't talk for days or weeks.
Oh, like not on the podcast? Yeah. Like no.
I can't remember of one, but I'm sure we've had them.
But we get back to talking to each other, and I think it's really because of me, because I am such a dude. I am like the biggest peacemaker here at the house.
I thought you were gonna say the biggest piece of shit. I was gonna say you are right.
No, but yeah, I think I would really love to bring Fernando to this podcast to really air you
out. Fernando's not available that
because day. Oh my god,
he has prior commitments.
And I have this joke with my coworker at work. No shit, my coworker. That it's like Virgos are just a lot. Like,
we are a lot.
A lot. And I'm just like, fuck. Like, just go fuck off somewhere.
Thanks, Brianna. Thanks.
Now we're in a fight. And now we're gonna get the episode right now.
Oh my goodness. Okay. This is the last one I have about, I guess, family-wise.
Uh-huh.
How is it living with your parents? Like, for both of you, mm-hmm. right? And like, because we're thinking of maybe getting a bigger house to move in my mom and my stepdad and brother and sister with us.
Uh-huh.
And how do you navigate, like, especially you since you live with your partner, when it comes to, like, you know, special time?
Special time. You guys need to get las películas de Rambo, donde hay muchísima balacera. Put that shit on blast. Y mira, you are having Netflix and chill.
I'm coming to get you.
Well, no, Netflix and no chill, because those Rambo movies are fucking...
But I think, honestly, I always told my friends this too. We're literally all roommates. We literally are, because I really love that our family is just very, like, si nos echamos un pedo, todos se van a dar cuenta. Like, we're very that close that, like, it literally feels like you're with your roommates. Like, my parents are super chill. Luis, I mean, I have no choice, right? But I think it's cool. I think our family knows who we are as people. Like, we all know each other, that we kind of know, like, our boundaries, what is cool and what we can't. Porque a veces hasta si se cruzan las boundaries, porque nos emputamos and we get each uh-huh. other pissed off. But I think at the end of the day, then we realize, like, oh shit, like, wait, that was not cool. And we, like, say, hey, you know, whatever. But I don't think it's bad. I really honestly appreciate living with my family, because again, we didn't have like cousins or anything like that. And to me, this is just everything that I could possibly need, you know? Like,
and listen, I think our situation is a little bit different, and it's a special situation because we also understand that not everybody has la dicha, the whatever you want to call it, to get along with their families, right? And
and some people we don't.
And yeah, but I guess I want to say, like, yo me siento con la confianza de decirle a mamá, not fuck off, but in so many words, like...
No, he'll say fuck off.
He will. Like, te estás metiendo mucho, ¿sí sabes? Sí. And not everybody has that confianza or that opportunity with their families. And so... Funny that you asked that question, because I just realized that, like, ahorita que se fue mi mamá a México a visitar a su mamá y que se fue a cuidarla un tiempo, mm-hmm. Mi mamá se salió de su casa a los 20 años. Mi papá también. So they only lived with him for 20 years. Mm-hmm. I'm fucking 41. Judith is, what, 30? 29,
babe.
29? So that's 9 more years and my mom and dad lived with their parents, mm-hmm. 21 more years than they lived with their parents, right? Mm-hmm. And so I know that here in the U.S. especially, es de que a los 18 te tienes que ir y chingue su madre, right? Mm-hmm. I've had the opportunity of living out on my own and living out somewhere else. And as I've mentioned many times, doing this whole social media thing, y a ver qué sucede, I've had to make sacrifices. And part of that sacrifice has been to move back home, because otherwise I can't afford to pay $2,500, $3,000 because A, no tengo un trabajo de corporativo where I'm getting paid, you know, X amount of money. So I can't afford that anymore. Two, if I did have to go back to work, then I would be working just to pay the rent, especially living here in California. So this is a sacrifice that we're making, that both my partner and I are making. If I were making more money, I don't know right now that I would be like, vámonos. Because I love working with my parents. And I think that there's a point where, like, you know, you're 18, you're 20, you're 21. And it's like, excuse me, the last thing you want to do is spend time with your parents and be in your home, right? And I'm making hand movements right now. Like, my hand is going up. And then you reach a certain age, and hopefully you start realizing that, holy shit, your parents are not going to be there for much longer, mm-hmm. right? And so now I enjoy hanging out with my parents. Mm-hmm. Like, I enjoy going to my dad's favorite restaurant, La Fondita.
Aside from yelling at him.
Aside from me being an asshole at times. And I enjoy going out with my mom, and I enjoy having breakfast with them. And I, si sabes? Because I know that, like, my mom right now can't do that because her mom lives in Mexico.
Yeah.
And I can't even imagine, like, what it would be knowing that, like, my mom is alive, my parents are alive, y yo estoy en otra parte del mundo. Mm-hmm. You know? So I think that once, you know, if when I start making money, and this I told Judith with Globitos, mm-hmm. the moment we start making money where Globitos nos está manteniendo, my first two priorities are, one, to pay the mortgage of the house, mm-hmm. so that my mom doesn't have to work and that my dad doesn't have to worry about it, right? And then second would be to rent a house in Condesa so that my mom can live there with my grandmother, and then my dad can live there too, and that I can live there, and that we can all live there. And levantarnos, tener quien nos haga desayunar, quien nos ayude, quien le ayude a mi mamá, mi abuelita, and to be able to travel through Mexico. But I want to do it with them. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if we've answered your question, but I love it. Mm-hmm. I love it because now I realize that, you know, it's the sad truth, pero cada día que pasa es un día menos con ellos.
Yeah.
And sometimes I forget about that because sometimes me la paso encerrado en mi cuarto while my dad is out here, and I'm like, I should be talking to him, mm-hmm. you know, and learning more about him. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I love it. No se meten con nosotros. My partner and I mean, my dad, my mom, they see that I go, you know, we go to our room together. And then when we want time for ourselves, we end up going out for the weekend. Like, we'll go to Palm Springs and rent a hotel room out there. Or we'll stay here in Anaheim and rent a hotel room there. Mm. And we'll do little getaways. Mm-hmm. So.
You don't know. I'm like, Luis already knows. Wait, have you heard of our episode or our thing, our saying that says it's the holiday, the holidays?
The holidays.
Yeah, girl, yeah. We cool out here. I love it here.
We love it here. We love it so much.
No, but I really do genuinely love, mm-hmm. again, I think it makes us closer, and that's also true. I think I've hit an age where I do realize that, like, my parents are not going to be here forever, and I'm a grown-up now where I'm like, mm-hmm. fuck, I'm a grown-ass woman. Like, I cannot wait for, you know, the day that I have kids and that my parents can enjoy them and that I can maybe have a closer bond with my mom. Not that I don't have a close bond with my mom, mm-hmm. but obviously I feel like when I become a parent, that bond is going to get, like, maybe, I don't know, like, she's going to teach me things that she would do as a parent and stuff like that. Mm-hmm.
And you know what the third thing would be that I would do, mm-hmm. is, I've started to see a lot of this on TikTok where families or friends buy acres of land, mm-hmm. and then they build homes inside those acres. And so yes. they're like, they're in their own home, but they're like, como en un rancho kind of thing. I would love to do that. Like, I would love to do that so that, like, my brother has his house there, mis papás, Fernando and I, and then Judith. And so, you know, that we have, like, my biggest dream, mm-hmm. has always been to have a huge dining table, like, mm. 20 people. Like, I want a dining table where I can sit 20 people. And so, because I want our families to continue to have these big, you know, dinners or whatever the case. So so maybe we can do that.
Oh, that's awesome.
Be the next Kardashians.
Oh my God. Okay, now going to Luis. When it comes to all of the endeavors you've had through the years, you know, Rubitos, Molcajete Dominguero, like, when did you realize this is what you wanted to do? And when are you gonna be, at what point in your life, or where do you wanna get to where you're like, oh, I'm good. I don't need to keep on doing more. I'm happy where I am. Is Globitos that answer for you? Like,
so, I think when I realized that I loved the entrepreneurship path is with, I think for me, it was Molcajete and Globitos at the same time, because those two happened at the same time. Mm-hmm. Actually, no, Globitos happened before that. But I've always been an entrepreneur. And one of the things in my last job, my last corporate job, not this one that I fucking quit a couple of weeks ago, but my corporate job in Irvine, where I've worked experiential marketing all my life. And this company was the first time that I worked for an experiential company that was dedicated to the quote unquote, and I'm doing air quotes, general market. And so I realized that these fucking gringos get 10 times a bigger budget for mediocre fucking events. And the Latino market, we get a fraction of the budget and they expect for us to create these massive fucking events. And that's when I realized, wey, me he estado partiendo la madre para estas compañías for such a long time. And I want to do something different. Porque, ¿por qué a nosotros nos dan las miserias, las migajas, y al quote-unquote general market les dan un chingo? And we're the biggest consumer in the United States. And so what kicked that off was a work trip that I had in Seattle. And ya todo estaba listo con el evento. My team was running. Everything was running. And I noticed that there was an event going on down the street. And so I left my event to go and check out this other event. And it was a pop-up event. And it was beautiful, beautifully organized. Estaba muy bonito. And then I started seeing gringos selling Mexican blankets, Mexican huaraches, a whole bunch of like Latino products. And they were selling them for like a ton of money. And that right there is what sparked, like, why the fuck do we not value these things? And it takes gringos to come and put their hands on it and then up the pricing, and they're selling it. So every single venture that I've had has come from, is there a company that is targeting the Latino community in that space? And if there isn't, how can I do it? So Globitos began from my assistant at the time, being third generation Latina, and her loving conchas. And I was like, I'm gonna get her a concha cake. Conchas, it makes sense. And then I was like, a concha balloon. Of course, somebody has to have it. They're already round. The balloon is round. Somebody has to have it. No one had it, not here, not in Mexico, not anywhere. And that's where the idea came about Globitos, because then I went to Party City and I went to all these stores and I was like, a ver, ¿qué tienen? Y no pasaba de feliz cumpleaños. Feliz cumpleaños. And that was it. I was like, wait, we're like, literally you just translated happy birthday to feliz cumpleaños. Like, we're so much more than that. And that's how that started. Molcajete, again, the idea of like me wanting to go and sell these globos, because online you can make everything look beautiful online. So the reaction is most always going to be positive. So I wanted to take Globitos to an actual event so that people can see them. And I wanted to see people's reactions to Globitos. And it was very difficult for me to find. And then I was like, where are these events? And finally, I stumbled upon Dia de los Muertos at Plaza Tarvera. And my vendor next to me, I was like, how long have you been vending for? And she was like 3 years. I was like, how do you find these events? She's like, oh, you know, do you just know about the events or from word of mouth from vendors? And I was like, y me dijo, and sometimes flyers. And I was like, you know what? We should create our own fucking event, like a monthly event. Oh, and she said, but November is our biggest season. And that struck a chord in me. And I was like, wait, but we're not a season. Like, we don't just come out for fucking Dia de los Muertos. Mm-hmm. We're here all the fucking time. why do we have a season for Latino vendors? Like, that makes no fucking sense. And that's how Molcajete Dominguero came to be, which became the largest Latino Latinx pop-up in the country prior to the pandemic. So to answer your second part of that question, like, at what point do I say, yeah, basta? Because I went from a six-figure salary to, like, no salary. I think that I am very blessed to be gay and be queer and not want to have kids right now. And I don't know what it's like to sacrificar for a child. Because I feel like our parents and anybody who's heterosexual and has children, many, many, not everyone, porque sabemos de todo, but many will fight harder because of their child. And I don't know what that's like. But because I don't know what that's like, I'm okay with wearing the same fucking calcetines, the same fucking pantalones for a whole ass year and not going out because I know that I'm working towards something bigger. I'm working towards something bigger. And I think Globitos can be that for me. And when that happens, I don't think that's going to be the end of these ideas and entrepreneurships. Because the moment Globitos is making us millions, I want to bring back the queer bar. I want to also bring back Calchonis, which was, you know, a brand de calzones for queer guys and anybody who felt strong and secure on their sexuality that wanted to wear them. And I probably would want to do more things, to be quite honest with you. Because if I had the money, there's so many more things that I would want to do because there's nobody targeting the Latino community in so many things. Yet, we don't have a problem with giving our hard-earned money to brands que les valemos madre. So I don't think the entrepreneurship will ever stop. I think it needs to be
elevated
and money needs to be supplied. And I think Globitos can do that for us.
That's awesome. And you will get there. Yo te voy a ir a visitar tu casa allá en México.
Sí, 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 claro, claro.
And you get an acre.
Yeah. Oh my God. That'd be so awesome. Like, thinking of that, I'm sure like a lot of people have that idea. Mm-hmm. Like, for me, it would be awesome to have like my family and, you know, my in-laws move to like a big plot of land and cada uno en su casa. But my mom, nunca. She's like, no, yo con esa gente, ¿por qué? So it's like, oh my God. Pero from what you mentioned, do you, because you're, compared to other Hispanic or Mexican creators on TikTok, for example, you are like what I would consider, because I follow a lot of them, like the more, I guess, straightforward and like just direct one. Mm-hmm. And the more colorful one, of course, right? Because everybody else that I've seen, like, no shade, right? are still in that like beige mentality. Uh-huh. And they'll incorporate like barro here and there, but it's still like very muted. And you're very like bright, you know, me encanta el color, you know, and all, and like ombre status and everything. Like, do you feel that because you are very colorful when it comes to your ideas, that has hindered any opportunities when working with like other, with brands and stuff, because they're trying to follow the aesthetic that's popular right now?
Absolutely. Absolutely. 100%. 100%. Because one, I'm queer, I'm gay, I'm, you know, whatever you want to say. And also I say bad words también. O sea, if you see my TikToks, digo no chingues mames o puta madre or whatever the case may be. And also the Spanglish. I feel like a lot of brands are not, I think they're coming along, right? They're accepting that Spanglish is a thing, but a lot of brands don't. And me working in experiential marketing and with brands, I know for a fact, it's not that do you think, I know for a fact that based on what I do, that hinders the possibility, 100%. Listen, I just came from working at this agency where my voice was better than what other voices that they use for Coca-Cola, for whatever, right? But I know that they're not going to get my voice because of, like, the background, right? Mm-hmm. And no por sonar mamón, and I know that you're probably going to be like, ah, que mamón.
Somebody humble this man. This gay. Pero
yo sé que mi voz es muy específica. Like, yo sé que a lo mejor no te vas a acordar de mí, de mi jeta, pero sí te vas a acordar de mi voz.
Que mamón.
No, but it's true, because it's like some...
Don't say that.
Pass.
No, but it's true, because again, when I found you again on DIY, I was like, wait, esa voz yo la conozco. And you have a very, like, specific voice that should be, like, in... Like, it, what it reminds me of is, like, early 2000s superestrella.
He was.
No, because he mentioned it, and I was like, that's what it reminds me. It brings me back to, like, that time of, like, comfort, like, I think when I was para radio, you know?
So I think it has hindered. I've entered some contest that I'm not going to say names, pero puedes ir a mi TikTok. Mm-hmm. And, again, no por sonar mamón, but I felt like, shit, man, my fucking project looked great. Mm-hmm. But then... thinking about it, I'm like, wait, it took me so... It was very difficult to find bright colors from the specific brand. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, of course they're not going to get you, pendejo. Because, you know, it was so difficult because they don't...
They don't carry color mamey.
They don't carry color, pinche rosa mexicano, you know? And so, yeah, that's not what they're looking for, right? And then the people that did make it, I'm like, oh, okay, yeah, that makes sense.
That's why I asked that question, because that specific... contest that you're talking about.
Uh-huh.
Like, I saw other entries and I was like, no, pues que boring, you know?
Uh-huh.
And then yours was like bright and it was like a DIY, like what you actually do, what the contest was about. And now it's just like, oh, no, no. I was like, oh, ¿por qué será? You know?
Yeah, no, so. I definitely do think so. And again, featuring a queer Latino, I think it's still very, it hasn't caught up todavía.
And running along with that question, do you feel, you know, drama? Do you feel that creators in either TikTok, Instagram, wherever, use Mexican or Latin culture for views?
Ay, pues claro, claro, definitivamente. See, here...
Add them right now.
Add Shoddy Bang. No. No, pero sí, I definitely do. And you know what? Listen, I'm 41 years old. Mm-hmm. And I feel like being Latino now is a popular thing.
Yeah.
In about 10, 15, 20 years, Latinos are going to be the biggest, like, we're going to be the main people in the U.S. Mm-hmm. We're no longer going to be a minority. So these brands and everybody is trying to jump on this bandwagon, right? Of like, now it's chido to be Latino. Now you're not afraid to say you're DACA. Now you're not, like, and it's beautiful and it's great and I'm glad to see it. But I do have a letter of me proving that I've always been Mexicano, that I've always been, like, mis raíces, that I've always been into my cultura. I wrote this letter at 10 years old and I didn't want to live here in the United States of America. And I wrote that letter to my mom for Mother's Day and I was like, listen, I want to go back.
He said, fuck Mother's Day. I fucking hate it here.
Yeah, so I've always said que soy inmigrante. I've always said que soy de la Ciudad de Mexico when it's never been fucking cool or popular to be from la Ciudad de Mexico up until fucking post-pandemic when everybody wants to go to CDMX. Mm-hmm. Pero I definitely do think and agree that, yes, people are using their Latinidad to get what they need. And... listen, if that's how they can get what they need, then that's fine. Like, no, I'm not upset at it. I'm just happy to see that we're there now. Mm-hmm. But I've been doing it all fucking my life. Mm-hmm. And I, to that question, I've actually thought about, I wonder if somebody would ever call me out and be like, ay, you know, de seguro nunca hasta ahorita. Mm. Then I want to be like, no, mira, aquí están los recibos. Here are the receipts.
Bust out that letter.
Yeah, I know. Bust out with that letter.
Is there something about your content or your content process or anything that you do that you dislike that you wish you could change?
Yeah, the recording, the filming and the editing. Mm-hmm. Like, soy muy desesperado. So if you ever see my videos, they're like boom, 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 boom to the point. Like, I don't film... or I don't record a long video and then go back and cut it. No. Like, what you see son pedacitos, clippets, snippets. Yo grabo de 10 a 15 segundos algo que estoy haciendo, and then on to the next, on to the next, porque si no me desesperaría. I hate the recording and I hate the editing, but I have to do it because, you know, I don't.
Yeah, but that's what makes your videos, like, very unique. You're not like, yeah, then you're not like everybody else, que mira, like, you know, the cue music in the background, y que poniendo la maceta con las, you know. Uh-huh. It's like very like shot, shot, shot. And that's what makes it, it goes with your color. Yeah, it's very raw and it goes with your colorful aesthetic. It's just like, it's you, right? You're not just trying to be like, acá bien.
But yeah, that I hate that. I hate that part. And even recording right for this podcast, the editing part, I hate it. Mm. Yeah.
Okay, con razón. He was like, ni hagas sonido porque si no te corro.
Don't even breathe.
Oh my God. And you, Judith, you're also very talented. I've seen, like, you know, is some she? Of the things.
I... Well, let's discover that right now. Oh, man. I'm intrigued.
You're a bitch.
You're also very talented. You know, I've seen, like, the tablescapes you created.
Yeah, girl. You know.
Oh, she's throwing shit at you. I love it.
You know, like, in the wreaths and stuff, like, would you ever consider, like, opening up, like, a little TikTok or, like, posting more on your Instagram about your creative ways?
No, I don't think so. I generally, and this is a question that it's funny because I do sometimes feel like it's like, oh, Luis is the blah, 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 and then Ricardo does this, and then I've had this question before where they're like, oh, you're so cool, like, your brothers are so amazing, your brother does this, your brother does that, what do? And I'm just like, fuck you, bitch. No, I think we're all very creative in our own ways. Mm-hmm. And I think that's a lot thanks to, honestly, my mom, I feel. Because my mom is super creative. Like, my mom was always the mom that was, like, doing things. And I mean, she's a teacher, so she had to kind of be creative. I personally, I am creative in my own ways, but I don't think that I would... That's not, like, my thing. That's not my hobby. That's not my niche. Mm-hmm. I like to be creative because that's something that I like to do, but that's not, like, my niche. That's not something that I... Like, Rick is really good at selling. Lisa is really good at showcasing stuff. Mm-hmm. I think for me, I'm very much, like... I don't know. I feel like I... Like, de verdad, like, I'm just very into just myself. Like, I'm more of the... How would I say it? Because I'm not an introvert. Mm-hmm. I'm an extrovert. But I'm very much like, I keep in my own world.
You're very goal-oriented, I feel. Because whatever she decides she wants to do, she'll get to it. And she'll do it. And she'll do it well. Like, I think that...
So I'm the one that has the head on their shoulders? Because everybody else is fucking chickens running without a head.
Pretty much. But no, I think she's very well-grounded. And I think... And in lo que estás estudiando, right? Like, I would love Judy to be a school counselor or a principal, like, leading, like, the youth, because she has a really great knack for dealing with younger people. Yeah,
and I would definitely do, I do take pride in saying that I'm a very patient person, because I think there's several different types of being patient. There's being patient, like, at home. At home, I think I'm like, no, nobody fuck off.
Everybody. Yeah, she's not patient.
Yeah, but when it comes to, like, kids, like, I do enjoy working with kids. Kids are great, and I think it comes a lot with, like, my interest of, like, learning the human behavior, learning why kids are this way, and learning why we're this way. Mm-hmm. So I think that's why I'm, like, I enjoy the being creative, and because I have to be creative with the kids, too, también. But that's not, like, I'm more of a, I want to get to know people, I want to study, I want to... be more into what that is, you know? So yeah, so I guess I could say that I'm the educated one. The one that went to school.
Watch out, US.
I know.
Okay, and then, like, question for you that I always wondered, right? ¿Qué pasó con el muchachote de la foto?
Which one?
On the dinner where I came here, Luis showed us a picture of you with a muchacho, and your dad was like looking down at you guys, and I thought that was the funniest
thing. Well, you know what? I showed him that picture and he dipped. No, Son muchachos en la foto. So basically what happened.
A ver, I'm witness here, so you better say the truth.
No, what really happened was we dated for a good time, not a long time.
We were there for a good time, not a long time.
No, I think I hadn't brought anybody home.
Why are you nervous? El recuerdo que me dejó. Quítame el vestido, destrózalo. Bájame del cielo, donde me llevó. Bájame y de nuevo, súbeme hasta el sol. Quítame esa idea de serle fiel.
My long relationship boyfriend. So in mi mente yo dije, okay, I'm dating this person. I even waited like 3 months to bring him to the house. I wasn't just gonna bring him to the house because I don't really like bringing people or guys like that.
Oh really?
Only for the activities.
Okay. But,
what? Let me fucking speak. but I see un muchacho así, like I've never brought someone home. So I even waited, and then I thought, okay, this person is actually a really good guy. Like he's super cool. He's different. Not the guys that I usually go for. He was teaching me like new things, like just, you know, cuando te empiezan como que showing you their world and then you their world, kind of like that. And it was fun and it was great. And I told Luis this. I was like, I think where I fucked up was bringing him to the house because we are so close that when I bring someone to the house, it's like I'm letting you into my world. Like this is literally my world. Like my family is my world. There's like, they will tell you we have no filter, we're so raw that they will probably tell you about me before I even tell you myself. And so lo traje, y hace cuenta que cuando lo traje... Ese hombre del corazón, quita de mi cuerpo tu sensación. Anda, quítalo tú. Everything, like, started spiraling, like, where, like, I started seeing his true colors and seeing who he really was, and I was like... What the fuck? Like, what? Because he was a very insecure person, and he started to really show that, like, he was just, like, the type to be like, no, you can't do this, you can't wear that, you can't have... No. Yeah, he was just very controlling, and the thing that really... ¿Cómo se dice? Lo que derramó el vaso? Yeah?
La gota que derramó el vaso de agua.
Was that we were at Indio. Oh. My favorite.
Shocker.
No, we
saw your picture there.
He was like, I don't want to fucking date this girl anymore. No, really. So we went to Indio, and básicamente, the guys know me. We have history there because I used to sell for Ricardo, my brother, and we had a michelada. They had an event, michelada event, and I sold for him there. So I became really good friends with the bartenders and the cocinero, and just, it was a cool vibe. So every time I go, those guys know me. They've been there since. And so they're always like, hey, you know. And they obviously, like, give me free shit. And that day I went with, we're not going to say his name. But not that he even fucking listens. But still, I don't want people to fucking, you know. But so I took him. And obviously those guys, the bartenders, were like, oh, hey, you know. Y luego así me agarran la mano y me dan beso. And I'm just like, ooh, you know. And he was just, like, flipping out. And so we go to the patio, and this was a comment where I was like, fuck this, because one, no one's gonna tell me how to be, this is who I am, and just because I know these people doesn't mean that I'm like, you know, fucking them, or you know what I mean, like I'm generally an extroverted person, like I'm very social, and also it's because of like Luis and Ricardo that they know them, and we all have the same face, so it's like, oh, you're Rick's sister, you're Luis's sister. He basically says, you need to stop with your popular shit. And I was like, what? I was like, hell no. But the mature me that I am, old me, would have been like, fuck you, you know, start some drama in the public place. And the mature me was like, you know what? I'll handle this tomorrow. Like, we're out. It's chill. I'm just gonna ignore it. But yeah, I basically was like, you know what? This is not working out. Like, it's genuinely like shitty because I really liked this person, mm-hmm. and it was cool because I hadn't brought someone to the house, and I brought you, and you disregarded it, and then everything started to spiral down. And yeah, I just didn't want that for me. Like, I'm grown now and mature enough to know like the red flags and the green flags, and that definitely was something that I was like, nope, I'm not gonna let someone tell me how to be or how to act. Like, that's not okay.
So he straight up told you that? Not like a ha ha ha, just kidding?
No, like, he was like, you stop with your popular shit. And I was like,
oh, man.
So I don't think that's where you fucked up bringing him home. I think, thank God, because if you had not, then...
Then maybe it would have been worse.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he was a very... He was... You can tell when people are insecure, mm-hmm. and it starts to kind of... Or they try to rub on you, and it's kind of like, I don't want to be the person that he's getting fixed, or, like, I don't want to help him fix himself. Like, I'm already chill, you know? Mm-hmm. I don't need to fix anybody else, and I don't want to be with someone who's not there, you know, who's not confident in who they are, because if I'm confident in who I am, why would I want to let that other person bring me down? Mm-hmm. So I just said, never mind, like, you know, do your thing. And honestly, this is gonna sound so fucking like, I have not stopped listening to country ever since. But no, because I feel
it's
like
it's horrible.
No, but because I feel like he reopened that up for me, because I used to listen to country, and then because my
this ain't Texas. Ooh. Ain't no hold'em. Hey. So lay your cards down.
And they listen to a lot of country, and él me lo había introducido, you know, that music, and then we fell off, and it was like horrible, and I was like, I fucking hate country, I'm never gonna listen to that shit ever again, like, fuck that. And then this guy comes along, and then I'm like, oh, line dancing is pretty cool, it's pretty fun.
And now she's like,
there's a tornado in my city, in the basement, that shit ain't pretty.
And now, that's what it's all about.
No, and I do appreciate him reopening that up for me, but I'm just like, ugh, like, it just sucks. But we out here, America, if you're listening, we're still out here.
We're still out here.
Did he know Spanish or no?
He didn't speak it. Mm-hmm. He would kind of understand it, but mm-hmm. he was a very... like white chicken? Yeah. No, sus papás no hablaban español, and he didn't.
Yeah, because last episode, that whole like Spanish thing, I was like, my husband doesn't speak Spanish like that.
No, which I told Luis, I'm like, dude, you're such a hater. He's the biggest fucking hater. Like, it's like, bitch, if you don't want to see me happy, just fucking tell me that. If you want to be the only happy sibling, then fucking tell me that.
For our family, yeah. I feel like it's important.
Yeah.
Like, we're here all the time. We're, like, always constantly checking in. We're, like, in group chats. And it's like, I don't see you translating everything.
But also, do you agree that if the person that I meet that does not speak any Spanish but really loves me is gonna be willing to learn Spanish and speak it for me?
Yeah, of course. Like, my husband, like, his parents, he's Mexican, uh-huh. right? He grew up speaking Spanish, but of course he went to school, se lo olvidó, whatever. And he understands it, and he speaks it like no sabo type of status, pero he's been getting better through the years. And I feel that, yes, somebody that will genuinely love you, of course, will want to communicate with your parents and stuff. But you will know that, like, soon. Like, luego, luego, you know?
Yeah, but this is Luis was telling me get no after no. the first fucking date. And I was like, bro.
Pero your partner understands it.
Yes.
Es muy diferente a pinche not understanding anything and then not speaking it. Mm-hmm. Like, that's completely different because she's dating this Asian guy. And I'm like, wait, like...
Currently, right now? Mm-hmm. I told my husband, I'm like, if we ever get divorced, I'm dating an Asian guy.
Oh, really? For you sure. too?
Yeah. I told him, a Korean man. Like, I'm into like...
Fernando loves Korean men.
Yes.
And I'm like...
He knows. I'm like, just so you know. Like, me vas a encontrar,
eh? I don't know. They're fun. I mean, they're...
Ay, Dios.
You know, they're not a fucking
No, I told him, I was like, Liz, you cannot shut him down after the first date. I'm not going to tell him, like, oh, do you speak Spanish? Obviously, it's something that I'm looking for in a person.
But I think you continue to miss the point. The reason why I got on your fucking case is because you're over here with your fucking vision board, Man of My Dreams, getting married this year.
No, I did not want that.
And fucking, and like...
But you know what? Just for that, I am going to get married this year. At the end, to be exact.
I see Luis' point, because it's not just like communication from your partner to you and your parents, but also like your parents and your family to his parents. Because obviously, tampoco van a hablar español. Like, so would they be willing también to kind of learn? Or how would that relationship play out?
I mean, or like maybe right the opposite. Like, are you going to learn whatever language he speaks and his parents speak?
I mean, if that was like my person, yeah, I don't think that I would be opposed to that. I mean, that's my whole ass partner. Like, why would I disregard his family, his life?
I don't know.
And Luis is a hater.
I don't know.
It's because he doesn't want to learn whatever language he speaks.
He doesn't
I don't want to learn. Explain what the fuck mole is to somebody. And that's my thing. Like, you were talking about getting into a serious relationship. Y estás aquí pendejiendo. Which is, there's nothing wrong with it. Like, then maybe put on your vision board, hey, listen, I'm just going to, you know, holiday season.
But you never know when it's going to happen.
Exactly.
I was pendejiendo 20 years old, and I'm like, I never thought I was going to get married in like a year, and I did.
But that's the thing, too. Like, I know that I want to find my person, and that's genuinely something that I want. But I'm not going to shut people off just because, like, I don't know. I'm just going very much with the flow, and I'm not going to shut this person down because no lo conozco. Like, it's just been one day, Luis. Two now.
Wait,
because,
was that the guy that was with the cell phone in your dinner?
No, that was,
that was the
cowboy.
One, the cowboy.
Oh, yeah. Jake's nice enough.
Well, yeah.
Ya ves? And I don't know why you try to find excuses for that.
I didn't try.
There is no fucking excuse for you. You being on your fucking phone in the fucking desayuno, cena, almuerzo, whatever.
Was that the first time when he met your family that he was doing that?
That was the second time.
That was the second time.
Oh, so maybe he was like comfortable, I guess.
There's no fucking excuse of you watching a fucking game when we're all having fucking, like, quédate en tu puta casa.
But see, that's another thing too. We wouldn't understand that because we didn't grow up watching games. We don't give a fuck about
it. It doesn't matter.
It's like how you, when we go out to eat and you're on your fucking TikTok. You're literally there. You don't put it down.
I would not be on my TikTok if I was at a dinner with somebody else's parents.
I don't know.
Period.
Maybe you would.
I would not.
Maybe you would.
I would not.
Maybe you would be taking out your phone to record because you do that all the fucking time.
I would not.
I'm scared.
Next question before I fuck this guy up.
I know.
Okay, I have two questions left.
Okay.
Luis.
Ah.
Why did you leave Tamarindo?
Oh.
¿Qué pasó?
Tamarindo podcast was a great opportunity. If you guys, I'm practicing for when I run for fucking mayor of Santa Ana. I need to be politically correct. No, mentira. Mira, Tamarindo podcast happened because I've always wanted to be... Siempre me ha gustado la radio. That was like my first like real job in like this industry. There's the marketing and entertainment industry, right? And I wanted to be a locutor at some point. And se abrió una oportunidad y me dieron esa oportunidad. And I sat in that cabina and I realized this is not what I want to do because I don't want to have 5 seconds of saying superestrella, 107. Whatever, right? And then that's it. I want to speak my voice. Like, I want to like share and say and talk. And the only forum where I could do that was a podcast. Pero claro, I'm not tech savvy. O sea, con trabajos puedo enviar un pinche correo electrónico. So, Brenda, I've met Brenda many, many years ago. We were friends. We hung out. We weren't like super, super close friends, but we were friends. Like, we knew of each other. We had hung out with each other. We had gotten shit faced together. And then, of course, she started working at, like, the bank and X, whatever. Entonces, un día, ella puso que iba a empezar un podcast and that she was looking for a co-anchor because her first choice ended up not happening. And so I was like, hey, that's so cool. I've been thinking about podcasting. If you need anybody, let me know. And she's like, would you be interested? I'm like, yeah, I would totally be interested. And then she told me, and ¿cómo se llama? She still didn't have a name for it. She's still like, nada. But Jeff, her husband, her partner, he's a DJ, and he was going to produce the podcast. He did the jingle, todo. And I guess nobody else wanted to do it with her, and I was literally her second, probably third choice. But when she reached out and said, hey, are you really interested? I said, mira, Brenda, I know that you like to talk about politics. I don't know jack shit about politics, and I'm going to sound stupid if you want me to talk about politics. But what I can bring to the table is, like, I can talk about tacos. I can talk about pan dulce. I can talk about fucking the best restaurant to eat. I can talk about this. Like, maybe you do the, like, hard, serious shit, and I'll just chime in. But I'll talk about the things that are that I know, right? And she's like, you know what? I think that could be a really good mix. So let's try it. Let's shoot it. Let's record an episode, a test run. We did. And we liked how it sounded. So now, ¿cómo le ponemos? And I was like, you know what? I think we should call it Tamarindo Podcast. And I gave it the name, and I did the first logo. Well, I didn't do it, but like my graphic designer did. And the reason why we called it Tamarindo is because it's like, you know, it could be several different things, and like this and that. And so that's how Tamarindo Podcast began. So it was great for the first couple of episodes. It was super good. And then she started telling me to speak less Spanish, more English. And I was like, wait, like, that's not me, wait, yo hablo en Spanglish. And then that's why we decided, okay, let's do a segment within Tamarindo Podcast where I can be like Spanish or Spanglish or whatever. And that's where Nos Vemos en Swap Meet kind of came in. Because she wanted us to do a sign out. And her sign out was Ponte un Suéter. And my sign out was Nos Vemos en Swap Meet. And then as the podcast started growing, people actually started asking, but do you really go to the swap meet? I was like, yes. I love the swap meet because people thought, like, you know. And so then we started finding other podcasters that were Latino. And that's when, like, the whole boom of, like, Latino podcasters happened. And one of those were Latinos Who Lunch, Babelito and Favi. And we became really good friends. I'm actually in Favi's coloring book. I'm the R for Reboso. And then we met Pam from Café con Pam podcast in San Diego, and I started pitching ideas for the podcast, and she started shutting them down. And I was like, I don't feel comfortable anymore, especially when you're like telling me to be different from what I really am. And I told you that from the very beginning. She's very controlling. And there can only be one controlling person.
I was like, damn.
And so it really wasn't, it didn't feel good anymore. It didn't feel good anymore. And she's now had two other hosts.
I should have told my cowboy that it didn't feel good anymore.
She's had two other co-hosts, Melina Bovedilla, and then this other chick. I forgot her name.
No, pero
es que,
de ti.
Is it still called Tamarindo?
Yes. She recently, I think, changed the logo. I saw that on LinkedIn because I have her on LinkedIn. And lo mismo me dijo la segunda chava. Like, güey, no sé cómo la aguantabas. Like, esa chava creo que no duró tanto como yo. And that's the reason why I stopped. Like, it just wasn't it anymore. And I know that she always wanted to be very serious, very political, very, you know, very that. And I know that I wasn't that. So antes de que pinche nos ahorcáramos, you know, I was like, I just need to leave. Yeah. And that's when really I started with Nos Vemos en Swap Meet, 100%.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
The more you know.
Exactly. Brian
was like, she's actually my best friend. I don't know if I can tell her what you just said.
Brenda,
this was actually a setup.
Pero sí, mucha gente me ha dicho, and this is the first time I share that, yeah. Because every time I always say, mm-hmm. you know, we just grew different, like we grew our separate ways and mm-hmm. it wasn't working anymore and that was it. But the fact is that, yeah, she was very controlling. And mm-hmm. desde el momento que me dijo, you know, speak less Spanish, I was like,
wow.
Wait, no sabes quién es tu audiencia? Like,
yeah.
Your audience is not fucking Becky and mm-hmm. Debbie and, you know,
Karen.
No, exactly. So desde ese momento, I was just like, no.
This yeah, because I was really bummed out when you left because it kind of continued kind of the same, mm-hmm. but then it got more serious. And uh-huh. I was like, ay, no. Ya no me gusta. Because I loved, like, the whole, like, when you guys would do the chancla segment, like,
the chancla,
de la chancla
sí.
and stuff. And then it was like, no, yo no uso la chancla because that's, like, I guess traumatizing or whatever. And I was like, no, pues, that's what I grew up
yeah.
with, you
yeah,
know?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I'm going to therapy for it, but I grew up with it, you know? So, okay, that's
sí.
interesting to know. That's...
Y mucha gente me dijo lo mismo y me decía mm-hmm. lo mismo. Like, listen, it's not the same anymore, mm-hmm. whatever.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean... You know, a ella le sigue funcionando, obviamente.
Yeah.
I don't know if she has a new host or she had, like, no sé la verdad. Mm-hmm. Pero sí sé que después de mí hubo dos más que ya no están.
Mm-hmm.
So.
He said what he said.
Yeah.
And then last question, which
yes.
is going to be more, I guess, directed to Hudi, but you can, of course, answer.
Ah,
because,
claro.
Which I hope you answer honestly. Yeah. But alguna vez, Hudi...
No.
¿Has pensado que a tu hermano se le ha subido los humos for this new, like, you know, be known?
Of
and,
course.
Like, being a celebrity. And
of course.
Ay, ¿cuál celebrity?
Yeah, I'm the one that's always trying to humble him. Honestly, I always am the one that humbles him because, yeah.
And do you have examples?
Okay. A ver, give examples.
Okay.
Name them.
Earlier in the
Name
podcast,
them.
I know that my voice is, like, very unique and nobody has this voice, okay?
I mean,
but no, I think that he's genuinely who he is. Like, this mm-hmm. is who he is. And why are you looking at me like that?
I
know. I'm like, really, bitch?
No.
Wait until Brenda leaves.
No, he's genuinely who he is. Mm-hmm. And I think that that's what makes him, like, lovable mm-hmm. and likable because who he is very raw, like on camera, off camera, like that's just generally who he is.
Mm-hmm.
No creo que se lo ha subido, pero a veces se pone mamoncillo. and I don't think that he will ever be the person to be like que se le suba,
mm-hmm.
Because like I said, he's like that all the time. And he's very giving and very supportive and very about his community. So I do not think that anything will ever change that because he's always been that. He's always been the all about my community, all about giving, all about supporting others, all about like no seamos envidiosos, all about like everything he talks about is true. You know how there's people who talk about stuff and say things and then later they're like, ill, you know?
Yeah.
No, he's who he says he is. So I really do hope que no te vayas a subir, estúpido.
She loves
but I'm here to humble him for sure. Because he does need sometimes times where I'm like, bitch, calm down. Like, or we'll go out and he'll be like, I need to put on a hoodie because people are gonna recognize me. I'm like, you should
come I've
on
never
down.
Said that.
You have said
I've never said that.
Like fooling or not,
you fucking
listen. You have said where you're like, let me do this because what if somebody recognizes me?
Give examples. Give examples.
You have, Luis.
Give examples.
You have.
When?
Not
all
TMZ
the time.
Outside.
Yeah, he will. He'll be like, I'm not going to go over here because maybe people won't recognize me. And I'm like, bitch, shut the fuck
I've
up.
Never said
you
that.
You have said
okay,
that.
Okay, so name a specific time
Luis,
when I said that.
I think
I'm not going to let you defamarme.
You have, Luis.
Name them.
You have. I think, where did we go that?
A ver.
We went to, he has, I swear to God. I would not be tilling this shit.
Well, give examples.
Why are your cachetes exploding right now?
Because I'm about to fight.
No, because he knows that I'm fucking humbling him right now. That's why he's getting pissed.
No.
Yes.
No, listen.
Yes.
I'm going to chime in. The only time that I've ever said, what if somebody recognizes me, is at this fucking job that I just quit a couple weeks ago. Because they have a social media department. And they work with big ass brands, this company. And if they have a social media department, that means they're going through all of the social media networks to figure out which fucking Latinos to bring on board, right? And listen, I have 50,000 followers now. It's not like I'm barely starting. And they could literally start looking, and there's a really good possibility that I might pop up, right? Because ahorita me acaba de, there's an agency that reached out and they're like, hey, we've seen your account. We think that there are some brands that we work with that you'd be great for. Would you like to receive, ¿cómo se llama? It's the product for like unboxings y la chingada, right? They have a department. They fucking found me. They're in New York. So wait, this, of course, this company that's down the street is going to fucking find me. And so I was really concerned about that because...
He was really concerned for his safety.
Don't they come and stalk me to my house?
The reason why I was concerned is because they were like, are you sure you want this position? Because it's literally an assistant position and you have so much experience. Like, we don't understand why you need this, why you want this position. And of course, no les iba a decir pinche porque necesito el pinche dinero. They're not going to hire me if I tell them that, right? So I had to fucking make up a fucking story. And the story hit. It made sense. They hired me. They brought me on board. And my worry was that they were going to find me and that they were going to see like Globitos, the 99 cent store. Like there's something else going on, right? That was the one and only time where I've been like worried that somebody would recognize or know who I was. That's the only time. And about my comment that I made earlier about The Voice, like, listen, we all have...
He's pissed now. He's trying to clear it out.
Yeah, I'm not going to let you fucking drag my name through the mud.
No, I'm going to record it next time. I will. Because there's been times where you're fucking, like...
Yes, do it, because I don't remember. I would admit to it.
You don't remember anything, Luis.
I would admit to it.
Do you remember Brianna's name?
Brianna.
But, girl, he doesn't fucking remember anything.
So, ¿cómo se llama este...? About The Voice, because we all have different talents. And I think that one of the things as Latinos is de que somos muy pinches humildes, porque así crecimos. We always say mande, and mande is like mándeme, right? So, no, we have to fucking own up to what we do and what we're good at. And to me, my voice, I know, because many people have told me, right? I'm not just fucking pulling this out of fucking thin air or out of my ass, but people have told me that I have a great voice. And so I didn't want to believe it at the beginning, but now it's like, wait, si tienes una voz chingona que puedes hacer possibly something with it, right? Is that being mamón?
A little bit sometimes.
So anyways.
She's stressed. Now he's pissed.
Mira, ya me está saliendo ronchas. But yeah, I don't think que se me vaya a subir.
Yeah, I hope not. I know, I don't think so either. I generally, that, like I said, he's very much who he is. And he's all about, you know, who he is. And I think that's also another thing that, like, is very admirable. Because I think a lot of people do lose sight of who they are in the process of becoming someone else or becoming big. And then that's when that's, like, shitty, you know? Because it's like, damn, dude, like, for your first following, like, I think that'd be like, fuck, like, I really like this person and everything, and then to le subió, and now, you know.
Y yo siempre he sido buena onda con la gente, like, cameras don't have to be on. Ay, cameras. Just cameras. Come on,
girl. He's throwing himself at the bus himself, girl. I'm just here.
Okay, question answered.
I'm literally sitting here with my arms crossed, like,
pero,
this bitch.
Pero mira, si me ha pasado where people have recognized me. Si me ha pasado, and it's amazing and it's great to have that happen. Obviously, ¿quién te va a pinche dar pan que llore, right? Like, it feels great when people are like, oh my God, you're Luis from D.I.Y. or, you know, you're Luis from whatever the fuck. Just recently it happened when I was at the Home Depot, like, y siempre soy buena onda con la gente. Like, I'm like, excuse me, when you get a chance, can you help me with some spray paint? Because I was keeping them locked. And they were like, yeah, I think somebody's over there. Y yo, ah, okay, chido, gracias. Because yeah, now I don't get to the spray paint, like, and then go ask. I
now
just...
he sends me. He doesn't even get off the car.
And so,
he's just like, go get this.
So when I get to the Home Depot, I go directly to the paint counter. Uh-huh. And I wait my turn and I ask, can somebody help me? Because I already know that I'm going to get it, right? Mm-hmm. So in lugar de ir al spray paint and then come back, like, I'll just go straight to the source. So when I got to the spray paint aisle, there was this lady fixing the spray paints. And I was like, hi, can I bother you? Do you mind opening this other one? I need some spray paint from here. And she was like, not looking at me. And then she turned around and was like, oh my God, you're Luis Octavio. Y yo, I was like, yeah. Hola, ¿qué tal? She's like, you're from Diego. I'm like, oh my God, you follow me? And she's like, yeah. Que no sé qué. So she was like, me dijo, I've always wondered where you shop because I know that you live in Santa Ana. Mm-hmm. And I was like, maybe he'll come to this Home Depot one day, blah, blah, blah. And I did, right? So I don't think I'm mamon because if I were, I would just be like,
¿Te dio descuento?
No, no me dio descuento. No, pues, como. But yeah, so those things have happened to me. So yeah. Cool. I hope that answered your question.
Yes.
Thank you for putting me on blast.
No, that was the last question. Now I'm scared to ask it again.
Good.
I'm going home now.
She's like, help. I'm blinking. Hi, Brianna. Really? That was your last question?
No, yeah, that was my last question.
Thank you so much. Those were all great questions. Honestly, I knew that this was going to be such a great interview because, again, I know that you're a fan of mine.
Yes. Girl.
I did that on purpose.
See what they're going to deal with all the time, 24/7.
No, but I think that the perspective is great. And again, the questions, obviously, you do listen to the podcast and you do know. And I appreciate that. Thank you so much. Thank you for being one of the four.
Yeah, we truly do. I always told Luis, like, it's so cool that it feels almost like you're like our prima, you know, because it's just like, it was just so nice to have you like support us and not know us directly and whatnot. And I was like, oh my God, we really need to have her on here because she's so sweet. And like, you know, I know you don't have to like send us positive messages or anything and you can go on about your day. But you take the time to do that and we really appreciate that.
So, thank you. Sí, se siente muy chido, la verdad. And now getting to know you a little bit more ha sido muy padre. Así que expect an invitation for a carne asada as soon as this weather fucking gets better.
Don't bring cameras. Don't share your location with anyone because Luis is looking out for his safety.
Wait, is there really only four listeners? Or
it's literally you, me, Luis, and my friend Rosa.
Es cierto.
Amo.
Cricket.
She's like, really? I just fucking drove in the rain for four fucking people, for three people? I just risked my life for this?
I know. There's so many signs up that says severe weather. Don't leave your house.
She's like, for three fucking people?
No, I'm just asking.
Like, you mean my Instagram is not gonna grow? She's like, I'm not even gonna give out my Instagram account. Fuck that shit.
Girl, that's why I don't give it out.
Well, Brianna, if you must know, since you want to know the analytics now.
Since you got your degree.
I know, every fucking thing. So our podcast, when we started the podcast with her and I, we had about 75 to 80 downloads. So basically that's like people listening. Mm-hmm. And now we're at, on a weekly basis, between 170 to 240. So I mean, it's not fucking thousands, but we're growing it and it's getting there. And then the beautiful thing about seeing these analytics too is that you get to see where people are tuning in from. So we know that we have people in England, in Mexico, ¿cómo se llama? ¿En dónde más?
Is it the UK, no?
Por eso England, the UK. That is the UK, right?
Ya ves, si solo estudiado.
It's the Queen Elizabeth is listening.
Wait, didn't she die?
She's... Oh. She's... out of her grave.
She's listening to Desde el más allá.
Desde el más allá. Damn, we're gonna hell. So now we're at 3 followers because the UK person is no longer gonna listen.
Because apparently she died. So, and El Salvador, and obviamente, pues aquí en Estados Unidos. Mm-hmm. And here in the US, the majority of the listeners are in LA. Oh, nice. So you see, people can recognize us. Yeah. And if I'm speaking, they're going to be like, wait, that voice sounds so familiar. Pero no, muchísimas gracias. Thank you, thank you, thank you so much. We really appreciate you taking the time, and thank you for those amazing questions.
Well, thank you for having me. Yeah.
And also for hanging out with us, because I know Sundays are very, like, chill vibes. No quieres salir, no quieres hacer nada, especially in this weather, so we really appreciate you being here.
No, yo soy muy pata de calle, ¿cómo se dice?
Pata de perro,
ya eso. Sonar a mine.
Yo, este...
Okay, let's go to Indio then. Ay.
No Indio.
Just kidding.
Pero bueno, muchísimas gracias. Thank you. And ya te dije, you are going to get an invitation, eh? Para que vengas and you can hang out with the whole family.
Oh, thank you.
All right. So you can find me at _ Diagüey. Judy still doesn't know her Instagram, but do you know your Instagram?
Yes, I do.
All right. She was ready for it. You see?
She said, I need to study this because I know I'm going to get asked.
So where can people find you, Brianna?
They can find me on Instagram at _ Brianna, BRIANA, the letter Z as in zebra, Chavez, _.
Damn, girl. A whole ass bio. That's her fucking Instagram handle, a bio, her bio, her life story. Bueno, muchísimas gracias. Bye. Bye. 1 So we forgot to fucking do one thing. Sorry si están escuchando todo ese desmadre. I'm putting the fucking phone back in the tripod because Brianna, one of the things that she said was that she wanted to see the fucking our setup y la chingada. And right now we were laughing because she thought that we were recording her face.
Because the phone is pointed at her.
But we do have a surprise for you. We got you a little something.
Bring out the camera.
We got you a little thank you basket.
Oh my god, no way.
Yes, we got you a little thank you basket. And Judy, do you want to go over some of this stuff?
Para que... So we tried to put as much as, like, you know, the daily stuff, but we wanted to add some hacks. Like this.
Para que limpies tu casa, because...
San Fabulous, we know that the señora duties are, you know, a little self-care vibes over here. Some chips, we had to add the Cheetos, I don't know, I mean, because, girl, I love hot Cheetos, and I thought maybe you would too. Some cafecito and some tea.
Oh my god, thank you.
So thank you so much. So also, sweet. Thank you for bringing this planta. I love it. And I'm going to put a picture of this on Instagram. Así que muchas gracias. A little care packet.
Thank you so much.
Este, that has a little bit of everything. Entonces, muchísimas gracias. Ahora sí. Dude, it's because the conversation was so good that we were like, we forgot.
Yeah, we did.
Oh my god, that's
so cute. We did forget.
Not the hacks.
Girl, we gotta make sure those dishes are clean.
We gotta make sure that your house is speaking Spanish. Qué bueno que te lo compramos, because now that we know that que todo es blanco.
Oh, yeah.
Por ese pinche hacks. Girl, your fucking tiles better not be percudidas after this shit. And of course, a fabuloso.
Yes, that's hilarious. Oh my goodness. I love this. Thank you so much.
Gracias.
Thank you.
All right, ahora sí ya. Aquí se rompió una taza.
Y cae en tu casa.